Zakt Eilig Mishnah Vaita Masech Des Kalim Perik Tesvav Mishnah Dalit. Kal HaTalayim, all the things you hang with. You know that loop on your jacket or coat that you hang it up with? They used to make it out of reeds or different kinds of natural threads. And they would tie it to a keli in order to hang the keli on the wall. So the loops themselves are not royal lekabel tuma. If it's made out of reeds, that's pshute kleyetz. Kleyetz without a keli in it. Let's see what our Mishnah has to say about these loops. Perik Tesvav Mishnah Dalid, Zakta Mishnah, Kal HaTaloyim. All these hanging loops, which again you attach to a keli, so you hang it on the wall. Tmeyin, and again Tmeyin means not necessarily that they're Tamei, but it means that it could become Tamei. Why? So the Batanura explains. They have a Chibur LeKeli. Anything that's connected to something that can become Tamei, that thing itself can also become Tamei. But like with almost everything else, there's a yotzei min haklal. Remember one of my rebbeim once said, every rule has an exception, including that rule, that every rule has an exception. Some don't. Al kol panim, so although kol hatluyim tmei and all loops are tamei, chutz, the exception would be, metaloi, from the loop, again, tloi lashon of hanging, nafa of the sifter, ukvara, or of the sieve, shel balabayas of a balabayas. So what's the difference between a sifter and a sieve? The nuff of the sifter was used to sift flour. Flour had like parts that you didn't want to use. It had very, very small openings in the mesh. The kvara, the sieve, was used a step before that. It was to sift the wheat from different shells that it had. So the holes of this mesh are larger. Either way, let me try to understand this. Both the nuffa and the kvara are kalim that could become tamei. And you just told me anything that's connected to Tumah could become Tameh. So why is the loop of the sifter or sieve of the balabais different? And the answer is, these loops, they used to take off and use it someplace else. It was as a portable loop. You attached it to the sieve of the sifter, you detached it, used it someplace else. Memela, the chibur, the attachment, is not considered strong enough to say it's part of the keli, and if the keli is makabel Tumah, the loop would also be makabel Tumah. The Chachamim say, Kulon Tahirin. The rule goes this way. First, we're going to say all loops are tar. You want exceptions? I'll tell you some exceptions with their tamei. Chutz with exception, mitlay nafa shel salasin. Tlay again means the loop. Nafa the sifter. Shel salasin of the flour merchants. The second exception, where we say it's tamei, is utlay kivras granais. Tlay again the loop, where you hang it with. Kivras, the sieve, granais, of the threshing floors. And so you separate the grain from certain shells called husks. And the third exception, where it would be tamei, is usloi magliad. Usloi, again, the hanging part, the loop. Magliad of the hand sickle. We explained this already, what the magliad looks like. You have a handle, and something looks like a half a moon. That's what the blade looks like, and you use it to cut the tefuah. And the fourth is usloi makal habaloshin. A balshon is a detective, someone who investigates, seeks things out. So usloi means the loop, makal of the stick. Habaloshin, in this case, it means the tax collector. Why are all four of these loops an exception to the rule according to the Chachamim? Where we say everything is Torah and these are Tamei. And the answer is, neshehen mesayan b'shas hamalach. Unlike other loops that are only used to hang the keli on the wall, these loops actually help the keli when you're using it. How do they help the keli when you're using it? Let's go back to the four. The first two, the loop of the flour merchant's sifter, the tloi nafa shel salasin, and the tloi kivras granais, the loop of the sieve of the threshing floor. So these are major works. These are professional people, do a lot of work. And what they would actually do is they would place this sieve between two woods, and they would guide it back and forth between the two woods. That's how it worked. What you needed to go through the holes went through the holes. What you wanted to stay stayed on top. And a lot of times when they got tired, what they would do is, the workers would put their hands into the loop and guide it that way. Their hands would get tired, they would put their hands into the loop. That made things easier for them. So the loop actually helped during the process. Same is pretty much true with this magliad that was used to cut the tour. A lot of times the cutter would put his hand into the loop as he's cutting to get a better grasp on the magal. It shouldn't fall from his hands. And as far as the detective or tax collector is concerned, he had this stick with a loop. So what they would do is they would call someone over and say, what do you have in your bag? Anything you have to pay taxes on? No, let me check. And they would stick their stick into the bag to feel if there's something there, maybe. Maybe he's hiding something. In order to get a good hold on the stick and maneuver it properly, they would put their hands through the loops. So in all these cases, the reason the Chachamim say that these loops are tummy is mipnei shehein mesayin b'shas ha-malacha. They actually help as you're doing the malacha. And that's the reason they become bottled to the ikar of the keli. And if the keli becomes tummy, they become tummy. Zaklal, the Mishnah says, any loop ha-osi l'sayeya b'shas malacha that also helps you when you're doing the work, the loop that's connected to the keli that helps you perform the work of the keli is tummy. And again, tummy means it could become tummy because it's considered part of the keli. And any loop ha-osi litli that's only made for you to hang the keli is tar. So Rav Meir holds when it comes to loops, the rule is they're all tameh, with the exception of the loop that you take on and off. That's the loop of the Nafu Kvadash HaBalabais. The Chachamim say they're all tar, with the exception of any loop that isn't just there for me to hang the keli with, but it also helps during the actual work.